Let's talk NBL. Last round before the finals with the CEO, Jeremy Loninger. Jeremy, good morning. And what a build-up to the final round with still teams trying to get to the finals.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. It's a huge build-up indeed. It's not just trying to get to the finals, but three of the four final spots are still up for grabs. Yeah. And there are six of the eight teams who are trying to claim them. And it's not just getting into the finals, but that second space on the ladder and the home court advantage that comes with it is also still up for grabs. And every one of those six teams could still end up in second place. So this round is going to be an absolute belter.
It's trying to decipher an Egyptian hieroglyph, isn't it? Really trying to figure out what's going to take place this weekend. Is there a game in particular we need to zero in on?
Well, look, it's going to come down, I think, to the very last game of the season in Melbourne on Sunday, Melbourne versus Perth. And you'd think it's quite likely that one or other of them will end up in the final. But that game will probably decide which of them. But depending on how those two teams finish, will also have a big knock-on effect for everyone else.
That's already sold out too, that game in Melbourne. And $1.60 Melbourne, $2.35 Perth, $2.50 the line there. Wildcats the plus. How do you see the weekend playing out? If you could give us your crystal ball predictions.
Yeah, sure. Well, why don't we start with that one? We already know that Melbourne and Perth don't like each other all that much, and there's a very good chance that this will mean that the loser gets knocked out of the playoffs. So there'll be a hell of a lot on the line. You've got Bryce Cotton and Casper Ware, probably two of the three best point guards in the competition, going head-to-head, and that will be an absolutely crucial matchup. Chris Golding, the offensive weapon against Damian Martin, probably the best defensive player in the league over the last decade. Either way, the playoff picture will probably be not revealed until this game's over. It's a great entree for the finals that start on the Thursday night. I'm going to tip Melbourne against Perth at home, but whether or not that's going to be enough to get Melbourne over the line will depend on the earlier game.
Yeah, and that earlier game, Friday in particular, Perth and Sydney. We've got Perth $1.35, Sydney $3.20 plus six at the line. How do you see that one playing out leading into Sunday's fixture?
The equation is pretty simple for the Sydney Kings. If they don't win, they don't stand a chance of making the final. Now, they've not won in Perth for 9 years, but they've got to overcome that if they're to have any chance at all. And Sydney's season will be over if they lose this match. It's great to see Brad Newley, though, back last week, and he makes the Kings a much better team. Although they lost to Melbourne last week, they looked like they were starting to hit some form. Perth have been a bit inconsistent, and even though they can still make the finals, even if they drop the game against Sydney, they should have too much experience, so I would have thought, for Sydney at home, and they'll end Andrew Gaze's first season in the NBL as a head coach, I would expect.
You look at the games, I mean, teams have got two games, a few of them. Sydney sit there, they sit there with that loan. They can't rely on anyone else bar themselves.
Well, it's not a bad thing to have your fate in your own hands, I suppose. They know what they've got to do. If they win, there are a very good chance of making the finals. But again, it's not conclusively determined by their own actions, unfortunately. I don't think anyone really is. Well, I take that back, actually. Illawarra are the one team that can cement their fortunes off their own form. So the maths is simple. They beat the Bullets, and a top four place is locked in for them. And on paper, the Hawks are the easiest game of the round, with a home game against the only team that can't make the finals in the Brizzy Bullets. They've one more win that they have one more win over the other five teams that are competing for the playoff spot. So they have all the aces up their sleeve. And what a wonderful job the Bullets have done in their first season back. We're so thrilled to have them back in the competition. And you know that they'll throw everything they can at the Illawarra Hawks, but I think the Hawks will win this one quite easily with so much at stake.
So how do you set it up? Who do you think? Adelaide Sixers will sit on top clearly with those 17 wins as it stands right now. Who's going to be the other teams, Jeremy, that make the final?
This season has been so unpredictable. I'm going to caveat my stab in the dark with that. But I've gone towards tipping almost all of the home games this round. I think the danger one could be New Zealand against Melbourne United in New Zealand. Melbourne are really desperate to prove a point and make it into the finals, and they'll need to beat New Zealand in all likelihood to do that. Having said that, I have leaned towards the home team in every one of the games this round. If that's the case, almost unthinkable at the beginning of the season, but the finals would be Adelaide, Illawarra, Cairns and New Zealand, which means Perth, Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane would miss out. Now, if you asked tipsters at the start of the season, they almost would have conclusively told you that the top four would have been Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. So it's just the kind of season that it's been. I probably won't get that right because nothing is predictable in this game anymore, and that's how close the competition is. But who knows? Time will tell, gentlemen.
Can't wait for it to all begin. Day by day, night by night, the courts change and the positions change. And Jeremy, you've done a big job this year with the publicity of NBL, and we will certainly talk to you or Tommy next week as we prepare for the finals. Thanks, mate.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.